Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And here's your host, Conrad Cushman.
Give it a second. No, it says we're live, but we're going to make sure we're live.
Exactly. Make sure it's real.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman. Joining me is the usual. I really don't have to give them any more intros, I feel like.
There.
Donnie, on the flippity flip.
Flippity flip flop.
I don't know if Rob's in here yet, but guys, we are going to run through AEW Dynamite live from Kansas City tonight. We're going to talk about everything from the top of the card, from that 30-minute Iron Man match, spectacular, all the way to the main event weigh-in. But before we get started, guys, do me a favor. Make sure, if you're just getting in here, that you guys give that like button
a paradigm shift.
Ooh, I like that. A nice paradigm shift for that like button. So get those likes up for me. Check it out, guys. And got to give some credit to the folks in the chat. We have Sonny Bimbo in the house. We also have PR Nightmare, my man Nelson. What's going on, brother? Sick With It is also in the chat. One of my mods. Shout out to you. Jesus DeLeon. What is going on, Jesus? Prince Rockstar in the house as well. That's right. No Filter Derek and other guy Donnie. I like it. I'm digging the names that people have popping up now for this. People are coming up with some unique ones for my boys here. Yeah, make sure you're hitting the like button. If you're in the live chat, come on in. Say what you thought about the show. Doesn't matter where you came from, what you're doing. I want to hear from you guys, so chat away. And if you're watching this after the fact, I want to hear from you too. So leave me a comment down below and tell me what you thought of the show, AEW Revolution. We're going to talk about it all tonight. So you're in the right spot if you want to be heard. I know that we're competing right now against AEW's after show. You're better off here. All right, we're gonna have some good time. We're gonna talk about it. Let's get into this show, shall we, gents?
Let's do it.
This is the go home show to Revolution. So to me, go home shows have a different meaning than coming from other places. I expect a big show to get me hyped for the pay per view show. Boys, am I wrong in that estimate, Donnie?
No, I 100% agree.
I agree too. You gotta go home. You gotta go big in order to go home. You don't go big, then you might as well just not go home.
Right?
Ba-dum-tsh.
El Terrible. Yeah, but I really want these shows to feel special, stand out, and do something that is right to get me hyped for the card. Kansas City, great crowd tonight. Got to give them their credit. And news that was announced beforehand about the show. We found out that Lance Archer signed. Donnie, I'm kicking it right to you. This is New Japan Pro Wrestling, one of your specialties. What was your first reaction when Lance Archer signed? Because Sick put it in the in one of our chats that we have with the XGW boys. Shout out to them as well. What was your first initial reaction to all of this? Like, what were you thinking when you were like, Lance Archer is signed, bro?
I wasn't expecting to happen that fast. I've been hearing rumors for a while.
I thought we had a couple weeks before we were going to hear anything about this.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. This last time we saw him on American television was
it WWE?
Was it WWE or was it Impact?
No, it was WWE because he was teaming up with Curt Hawkins or someone. I can't remember. Was it Beretta? He was in a tag team. He was doing nothing. He was on Superstars, Main Event, whatever the show was.
I think you're right. I think it was Beretta.
The other thing that surprises me is how different he is. Man, remember in TNA, he was like the fat chick thriller. Not the fat chick thriller, but he had like the big girl's panty side around him. The Rock and Rave team. The Rock and Rave connection. Him and Jimmy Rave. Bro, he had big girls' panties tied around his belt loops, and they were like rock stars. It was so weird. They came out playing. What was the Guitar Hero?
Guitar Hero, yeah.
Yo, yep. Derek, don't look like that, bro. This is a real thing.
That really happened.
Yeah.
And people were into it for a while, but it was, yeah.
So that's what I was missing.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you watch him in New Japan, you'll see what you've really been missing. Like, I think I think he's great in New Japan.
He's been awesome.
He'll get a pass because I didn't watch TNA.
Yeah. Maybe you should give it a try sometime.
Absolutely not.
Anywho, I think it's great. Let's see what the live chat is in here saying. Donnie, you got to sing the Darby Allin theme. That's all I think about when I see Darby Allin now.
Sick. Who said that?
Sick. I'm sure it's going to happen. Sick. Dude, I listened to that theme the other day and I thought about him. It was so creepy. I'm like, how does he know the words to this? And how did he listen to this? Like, it just popped up in my playlist. So I don't know if he clicked it or what, but dude, it's tripping. Rockstar says, I'm a star of burying stupid people in the community. Chill out, Rockstar. Calm down, brother. This is a peaceful place tonight. Peaceful. Lance Archer, OMG, he wrote. Casey said, awesome singing. Everybody's writing, everybody dies. Robert is saying it was Lance Hoyt. Yes,
Lance
sir.
Lance Hoyt.
And he was Lance Archer in WWE. Yeah, he's had many different names. He was Vance Archer, excuse me. Last time I saw Vance Archer was in New Japan, right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was teaming up with Davey Boy Smith and Killer Elite Squad.
Thank you, Casey.
Come on, Casey. Show TNA some love. Jado and Gato are going to kidnap Matt and Nick's children. New Japan's got to be pissed about this.
Absolutely.
But maybe it's in his contract that he can work New Japan. We got to see what they worked out. Because I think they could be trying to build a bridge. I hope so. Don't napalm the village. That's all I'm saying. Don't ruin it.
I agree.
Let's talk about this Iron Man match, man. We started off the night with a... I thought they were going to save this for the main event. 30-minute Iron Man match. We have Pac versus Kenny Omega. The Young Bucks come out accompanying Kenny Omega to the ring. I personally thought that was odd right away. I'm like, why wouldn't his tag team partner come out and accompany him?
Right.
Seems weird. They're playing off of this whole weird elite thing. Duh. I don't know. It feels weird. So, shout out to the guy in the crowd, too, who had on the Buffalo Sabres jersey hard camera side.
Definitely.
Saw you doing that. Sabres, not too good of a team right now. Just going to keep it a stack. But, hey, I'm glad that somebody was out there representing Buffalo. Also, I have to give a shout out to my girl, All Elite Tiffany. She was also at the show. She showed her some love. So hopefully she's getting called into the ring right now on Dark. I know that was her plan to have that happen. She wrote that for months and months and months on her Twitter. So hopefully it works out for you. Because I know you've met Cody a bunch of times before. So we start off this match. We get some really good wrestling in the beginning. I think that's something we can all say we expected, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Kenny Omega and Pac are known to tear down the house. I've never seen them had a bad match.
No, I don't think I've ever seen Pac delay. Like, I can't speak on Omega because this is my first time actually watching Kenny this year. Well, not this year, but with AEW. But I've seen Pac when he was in the other company, and I liked him then. I like him now. So watching them wrestle against each other, it bodes for a good show.
Yeah,
hands down.
It reflect really well. We start off with the first fall, I guess, technically, being decided upon a disqualification. Was this the first DQ in AEW, Donnie?
Yes.
Actually,
I think it is. I can't think of any other disqualification that ever happened. So Pac, the bastard, goes down in history as getting the first DQ that I can remember. He used the steel chair on Kenny Omega. Referee bust him. He says, hey, ring the bell. Referee rings the bell. Bravo. I'm glad the refs didn't look stupid on that one. So we see a DQ happen there. Afterwards, he lands the black arrow on Kenny Omega, gets the 1-2-3, ties it up 1-1. So sometimes you gotta do something a little dirty to get the pinfall. Not mad at it. So it's tied up 1-1. Crazy spot number one in this match. Who hits a Falcon Arrow onto the floor? Yeah. Pac hit a nasty ass. Yo, we all cringed at that spot, dude. Ugh. Freaking terrible.
That hurt my soul when I seen that. Like, I felt I took all of Kenny Omega's pain and felt it like right through the chest, like, shoot.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah, dude, that I was like, you're definitely gonna need to see the chiropractor after taking that bump. Really good though. He goes out to the floor, and then during all of this, we get kind of a Paul Turner ref bump. I don't know what happened to him, but he got knocked out at some point on the floor. Was there a dive to the floor, or did Pac just knock him out?
So what happened was the I want to say not security guards, like
officials, and like the Young Bucks were crowding around Kenny. I saw.
So the official came out, and we'll just fast forward. Kenny Omega was getting into the ring, standing up, and then the Bastard Pack did a baseball slide into Kenny, who hit the ref.
Got it. So, Paul Turner's knocked out. He goes down for the count. Aubrey comes out to take over the match. Aubrey is over, number one. When the fans are chanting her name, that's like the new Earl Hebner. Donnie, what do you think about Aubrey being that over with the crowd? I mean, is it acceptable? Are you not mad at it? Are you not surprised?
Yeah, it's acceptable. I mean, maybe Fyter Fest is when people started cheering for her, I would say.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, people have been cheering for her.
I think what she got in Jericho's face at All Out, was it the title match?
Was it All Out?
Yeah. I would say it's from
then. Yeah, you're probably right, yeah.
She stood out like she wasn't taking shit, and she was a female. And normally you don't see females get to have that type of interaction. Usually that's saved for whoever the top ref is. And Aubrey established herself as the top referee, so I thought that was a job well done.
Definitely. That's a way that you put over something that's important but not important at the same time. Because you don't really put referees over like that. You know, like, of course, like Earl Hebner was already, like,
he's a legend.
He's a legend, so he was already put over. But Aubrey being who she is and a female on top of that, I call that great work.
Nick Patrick.
Oh, yeah, Nick Patrick.
Oh, God, don't get me started on that shit. If I have to bring up Starrcade 97, I'm going off. That was the most bullshit I've ever seen with Nick Patrick. Anyway, Six says that he misses Kenny Omega's The Sweeper theme music. This new theme music sounds like a Tekken 7 fighting game BS.
Wait, for who?
For Kenny. I like Kenny's new theme.
I love Kenny's new theme.
I like it, too.
I think I prefer this one over his other one in New Japan.
Just side note, I loved BT's this week when they were trying to recreate
his BTE? You said BET. Black Entertainment Television. Please don't flag the video.
Well, you know what I'm talking about?
Comic View on BET. I'm sorry, what? If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Great comedy specials.
When they were recreating his video.
Absolutely.
And the Bucks were saying it. Are you ready for this? Like, what are you guys doing?
Oh, man. PR Nightmare is down in Buffalo a little bit in there. It was the first DQ. The announcer said so. Well, then it must be true, Casey. 100%. The announcer said it. Connor said, what's up? What's going on, Connor? A lot of people are saying the Bastard AEW over... What does that say? Super Lame Down. Jesus said, this Omega versus Pac match could be match of the year contender. Whoa.
I agree.
B-Boy Skyline to hate on Kenny's music. I don't know what you mean by that, Jordan. Let's see. And Jesus says he loves both songs. Let's get back to this match, though. So the Falcon Arrow spot happened. Next crazy spot. Me and Donnie lost our shit during this. So while the ref's down, before Aubrey gets out there, I forgot that he pulled out a table. Pac goes underneath, pulls out a table, sets up the table, and hits a shooting star press off the table. We thought he was going to miss because of how long he was taking. Dude, he goes up there. He's a little wobbly, hits it. Shout out to my man, Jushin Thunder Liger, the inventor of the move. Lands it flush. The table breaks. As soon as that happened, bro, all I could think of is I need an AEW video game with these matches, these rules. Go on Twitter, tell AEW we want a damn announcement. I need a video game by them after this. Like, it had me hyped.
It has to happen, and it has to happen soon. So let's make it work.
I know it takes a long time to make them, so let's start working on this now. Like, yes. I really want it to happen, but you can't rush greatness.
Real quick, I've been thinking, like, so it's, like, possibly next year? At least an announcement? Or at least an announcement sometime this year.
I think an announcement sometime soon should happen.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
But it's kind of just a far stretch next year for its release.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
It might be 2 years. We don't know how long they're going to want to work on this. But they did a really good job with this. They do a close count-out spot. I got to say this. Young Buck should have definitely been thrown out. No, bro. I'm not letting this shit go. They're mad because I'm going to bring this up. There was the 9 count, and Pat gets in the ring. Kenny Omega gets in too, but the Young Bucks help push him in. Bullshit. First base coaches can't shove the kid onto the base. You can't do that. It's not right. DQ the Kenny Omega or the Bucks. You got to do something, ref, there.
I mean, the first base
coach. Derek's going to argue about this. I'm not. So the first base coach can push a kid on the first base.
I mean, the umpire's not really paying attention.
Can a basketball coach in the NBA push a guy into playing defense?
Technically.
No. Bullshit.
I mean, if they're close enough to the coach for them to do it, I mean, well, the coaches could be on the court. So, I mean, technically you could.
Bullshit. So they go on. Pack locks in a brutalizer with about 2:45 left. He stays consistent on this. Omega finds ways to get to the ropes, get out, but he keeps locking it back in. As time is running out, you do the desperate, is Kenny Omega going to tap? He really can't get out of this. Nobody taps. It's 1-1. Omega is pissed. He gets in people's faces. He's knocking people down. He is upset. I think he knocked a ref down.
Yeah.
One of the refs came out and he knocked him down.
Yep.
And then Justin Roberts does the classic. He looks so funny in this. I'm getting word from the back. Yes, yes, we are going to have sudden death overtime. So we get the sudden death overtime into this. I thought it was really good. You see some V-triggers happen, and Donnie's probably one of his favorite moves from New Japan. Kenny Omega hits it.
The V-trigger?
The one-winged angel.
Oh, the one-winged angel?
You bastard. How could you? He hits the one-winged angel for the 1-2-3. I think this is perfect. It gave Pac a gripe. For something to bitch about, because Kenny Omega hit that V-trigger right as soon as the bell rang. Like, Pac wasn't even ready.
Right.
Was it All Out they had their first match together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he had to fill in for Moxley.
Yeah, right.
Pac won that one. Kenny won another one after that. So I think now Kenny's won the feud, technically, in my mind. So afterwards... Yeah, for now. afterwards, we get Pac on top of the stage talking to Tony Schiavone. Tony Schiavone. Stop making fun of the man. Tony Schiavone always looks like he is selling some shit on the street corner. I don't know what
Tony's supposed to be 10. It's only 7.
Best I could do is 5. All right. But Tony is a fool during all of this. So Pat gets pissed. He's like, who do you think you are? Taking the piss off. He starts just saying funny stuff. So we're waiting. What's going to happen here? Out comes Freshly Squeezed. Orange Cassidy comes out. We went nuts. I'm like, yo, Orange Cassidy's going to fight Pac. And he gets into Pac's face. But when he takes off his sunglasses, Pac lays his ass out. Like no other, truly proving that he is a bastard. And I thought it was well done.
It was. This will be great. This will be great because Orange Cassidy is already over before AEW even started. Now that he's wrestling in his first match, he has to win. I'm sorry.
Dude, this is going to be interesting. He's very over, and Donnie has some interesting thoughts on how he's going to wrestle because Donnie's seen him outside of AEW. He's been to a bunch of indies. He was actually recently at Empire State Wrestling in Rochester. I know my man RJ was at the show. Check out Ringside Rant. Yeah. And he was at that show, and dude's amazing. He can actually wrestle in ring. Like, if you don't know, Donnie, tell him.
Orange Cassidy can go, y'all. He can go. Like, he'll do some goofy stuff in the beginning that will, you know, ha ha ha. But once you piss him off, man, he just all over the place.
And I like the dynamics between the two of these guys. Yeah. Like, they've got Pac, who's super serious but very athletic. And then at the same time, you've got Orange Cassidy, who brings comedy to the match, but he can also go. So I'm interested to see how they play off of this. Is this a long-term feud or a short-term feud?
I would say short-term.
It's interesting. I like what we're going to see here. We're going to finally get to see Orange Cassidy in a singles match. I'm down.
It'll be my first match.
What's that?
It'll be my first match.
Seeing him? First time seeing him?
Oh, yeah.
At least, like...
I was like, when you stepping in the ring? Yeah, you said my first match. I was like, oh shit.
What? Oh, yeah. I mean...
Peace. No, we're not talking that. Not talking that.
But real quick, who do you think is going to win?
Oh, we're saving that. We're saving that. Because I got to get your predictions. We're going to save that for the end of the video. They're going to give some predictions real quick. Right. Prince Rockstar, I'm going to let this rock right now. He said, did you guys see the Wrestling at Walmart video? Yes. No one should be doing Spanish flies in the paint area onto couches. What the hell is going on? If I saw some shit like that, I'd be tripping.
Dude.
This really happened?
You didn't see it?
No.
Oh, my God. Dude, Donnie, you don't know what you're missing, bro. It was definitely dope. But, you know,
two dudes in Walmart are doing Spanish flies on top of tables. There was one, and then there was one where they were doing them on top of, like, those soft couches.
Yeah, the beanbag chairs.
Bro, what do you say to someone doing that? Like, what if your boss, like, go kick them out?
You just let it go.
I'm like, yo, I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Just let it happen. You know, it's just, nah.
See, Walmart?
I'm not doing it, boss. I'm not doing it.
Show me this later.
Yeah, I'll show you. It's funny as hell.
It's definitely funny.
Let's see here. Casey said, AW video game with these rules or in a tag match, the lack of rules. Yeah, they can get a little wild with that. They just did the AEW figures. That's why I'm not expecting an announcement right now, PR Nightmare. They did do the figures, but I really want to see a video game soon. Casey said, I agree with CJ. That was dumb as hell. Thank you, Casey. And that was in all caps, so he is yelling. Malik Murray says, but how many times did Wardlow help MJF when he was outside the ring and he put him in the ring? But didn't he not get caught when he was doing it? Like, this was oblivious. Like, the refs saw him clearly, like, pushed it. The Bucks pushed him into the ring. They're like, well, that's my boss. What am I going to say? I didn't like that. Stop crying, Conrad. I'm just trying to be fair to the rules, PR Nightmare. See, no one ever realizes these baby faces are really the heels. Bastards. It's wrestling, folks. We got to suspend logic when it comes to wrestling. Laugh out loud. Not all logic. So, let me see. So, we talked about what Pac is going to do. Tony's selling on the block. Tony, all right, I'm done with you guys. I'm going to get sued for slander. Short-term feud, real nice, Conrad. Or short-term feud. Hey, nobody's perfect. Nelson, you're more than welcome to come on the show if you ever want to. Let me know, bro. We could talk some wrestling. Pac versus OC should be really interesting, Jesus says. I agree. Now, these Revolution video packages. I got a lot of love on Twitter for saying that these video packages were on fire tonight.
They were.
Like,
these were deep.
Hyping up all of the matches coming up. We're going to run through all of them one time. But really, really good stuff here. I was impressed with what they did with these tonight. Then Taz is on commentary. I like that Taz joined the commentary team and Tony Schiavone kind of fell back a little bit. Like, he didn't need to be out there. And I think Taz would get tired of being on Dark every week. So
definitely.
Use him to your advantage. And I think they should have, like, an hour one team, hour two team. You know what I mean? Rotate through the guys. Maybe sometimes you're like, hey, JR, take a break tonight.
Right.
What do you think about that, Donnie? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just saying I agree.
Yeah, I like it. So Taz on commentary was great. Next up, we have a six-man tag match. Santana Ortiz versus the Jungle Express. Yeah, we're going to leave you out of this one. You were running around. I thought this was impressive work by both teams. I was impressed with this one, D.
It was.
Anybody stand out to you really a lot? Like, was there one person in this match you were like, holy crap, you did a lot, or two people?
I got to say Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
Sorry to sound like JR. Yeah, Jungle Boy really did good stuff tonight with that.
He did. You know, don't get me wrong, Marco Stunt did his thing too, and Luchasaurus definitely did his thing, like we all know. But Jungle Boy has grown on me, because I was definitely not a fan of this whole dynamic. Now CJ put me on to Luchasaurus, and I didn't know Luchasaurus's history until he told me. So now I'm watching him in his very first match, and I was sold. I bought into Luchasaurus because Luchasaurus is definitely dope. He's a big man who is fluid, even though he's not fluid. If you can get what I'm trying to say.
I think he's really good for his size. He's very agile.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he is, but he's not, because He's not wrestling. Honestly, like, he's the biggest guy in AEW right now.
Is he? Would you say so? Yeah, he's bigger than Wardlow.
And he's bigger than Jake Hagar.
Well, they're kind of the same size, I think. They're close, I would say, in size. But maybe he's bigger than... I think Luchasaurus has this star power about him that makes him bigger.
And that all comes from where he was at to begin with.
Yeah. So, they did a really good job in all of this. I felt like the Jungle Express... I thought of Casey as soon as I saw this match. Yeah. Because me and Casey were big proponents. I thought they were going to win the tag titles in the tournament initially. They didn't. All three of them have been back together, but their record's kind of been eh. But since 2020, they've been kind of improving. They've made them a great team.
Because they're about 2-0 this year?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Was it three?
I think they have a couple L's, but it's from tag matches and little things like that. So. Whatever. I'm not mad at it. But as a trio tonight, they did their thing. I thought Marco looked really good in this, too.
Marco did look good.
They used him perfectly. He got saved every time he got pinned from, crazy moves. And this is taking nothing away from Sammy Guevara and PNP. They did an excellent job, too.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
I thought Marco was pretty awesome in Dark last night against Jimmy Havoc.
Yeah, listen.
Marco can go.
Marco has been doing very well, I think, and they've used him perfectly. He's kind of like the He's kind of like the person to take the pinfall on the team, but he's also part of the energy for the team, being the little guy in there. And I mean that with all due respect. And I just thought of James when I said that. With all due respect. Darby Allin comes out then to make the save. He steals the, I'm calling it the slapjack. Whatever the hell's in the sock. Oranges, baseballs, I don't know what it is. But he takes it. Darby's wailing it around. Distracts Sammy Guevara. He turns around into a hurricanrana from Jack Perry, Jungle Boy. And he gets the pinfall. 1-2-3. I thought Jungle Boy looked really good in this. Great hurricanrana by him for the 1-2-3. And I was glad he got the pinfall in this.
Yeah. This was something that Jungle Boy definitely needed. And I wouldn't say like a desperate need. Like, this was just something that he needed, because last year wasn't good. So yeah. This is something that they needed.
They needed this little pick me up, and I don't think it hurt Sammy Guevara taking the pinfall, because he has a match against Darby Allin, who interfered in this kind of to distract him.
Right.
Let me see here what we got. Casey's being mean to JR. Malik says, "When are you gonna bring back Lucha Underground, bro? I miss it. Lucha Underground is." G-O-N-E, brother. I don't think it's coming back. Good match from Jesus De Leon. Six set Luchasaurus moveset. Dude, amazing, right? Glad Jungle Boy got the big W. Jungle Express is my jam, Casey said. A boy and his dinosaur. When I see Luchasaurus moveset, I think of Aleister Black. Me too, with the great kicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that.
Prince Rockstar said it's a brick in there. I don't know, bro. In the picture-in-picture, Darby Allin had some cards that came up, and I love it. It said, at Revolution, the coffin will drop with a picture of the coffin, and then he rips it up, and I thought that was another kind of omen. I'm interested in this match with Darby Allin and Sammy Guevara.
Me too.
It looks super dope. We get a video package after this again for Cody and MJF.
That was a dope package.
Yeah, number one, these wolves...
Yeah,
you were...
Yeah, you were gone.
You messed up. But for this video package, dude, they use the music by These Wolves. And when you see their music for this, it reminded me of All Elite Podcast. I'm giving a shout out to Tiffany, who's in the chat sometimes at Queen of the Indies, and Real Kyle Masters. Hopefully, we're going to meet him at the Rochester show. He said he's going to that as well. They do a podcast. That's their theme for it. And I just instantly lit up oh, that's dope as hell, bro, that they're doing the song for them. And just cool to see your friends in high places. So much respect to them. This video package told a great story, though, of the friendship Cody and MJF had, how MJF cost Cody one of his biggest moments, the nut shots, the whips with the belt, the whole cage match with Wardlow, Cody having his big moment from all of this.
Yep.
Damn good, bro.
It was.
Damn good.
Very good.
I'm going to ask this one question to you both and to the chat. Does this feud end at Revolution, or is this... are we just in the middle of it?
Cody and...
MJF.
I don't think it ends. I think we're.
I think it's gonna continue after. Yeah.
It has to, because you play it like Pac and Kenny Omega.
What is that?
Pretty much like
you need that rubber match.
Yes, but beyond the rubber match, it's one of those. I say, was it The Rock and Stone Cold kind of feud? You know what I mean?
Never ends.
Yes.
Not mad at it.
But they are two wrestlers who I could say that are very good on the mic and also very good in the ring. So this is a feud that I think can last for a good amount of time if done right.
I'm going to say this live on the air. Casey Briggs, inappropriate message about what's in the sock. Also, Sick said that's the homie the clown sock. I know what you're talking about in Living Color. yeah. Dude, I don't know, man. Jordan says this ends at All Out. I think we're in for the long term
at
for this.
All Out?
Yeah.
That's
a long time, bro. That's August. It's only March, bro. That's another 6 months. I don't think they can go.
I would say this will probably go to Double or Nothing.
You think so?
I think so.
This is interesting, man. I have some thoughts. I'll share them off air because I want to see what happens at Revolution before I start giving like big theory things that I'm thinking. But I do have an old storyline that could play into this a little bit. I think I mentioned it onto
really
it.
Interested in what that is.
Yeah, remind me. I'll bring it up. Let's get to the next match, guys. We have, hold on here. We're getting some more responses before we get into that match. No, they should have one more match at Double or Nothing, Malik says. Good answer there. Six says, I don't think it ends. Cody is going to get screwed. I don't know how, but it's going to happen. Yeah. And PR Nightmare wrote, homie, don't play that. Chill. Yeah, I'm not mad at what the responses were from people in the chat on that one. Next up, we have Best Friends versus Butcher and Blade. Best Friends have Orange Cassidy in the corner. Freshly Squeezed comes out holding the jawline, but he's getting prepared for his match. We have the Butcher, the Blade,
and the Bunny.
Ooh, way to pick me up. This was an all right match, I thought. You just got some solid action in here just to, you know, I felt like it was kind of like the cool down match of the night, like get the crowd kind of chill.
Yeah. It this match definitely served its purpose for what it was supposed to be. You know, it's just we throw it in there just to kind of keep your attention a little bit, but also kind of cool you down at the same time. This wasn't something that's where you get hyped right off the bat.
Honestly, I don't have many notes on this one, and my notes really come from when you came in. Orange Cassidy in the Bunny spot. So both teams are down out on the floor, and the referee's in the middle, and this distracts him from counting. Here comes the Bunny trying to get into the ring, and Orange Cassidy's also getting into the ring. She stops him, takes his glasses, swoop, and then she puts on the glasses and looks at him and stops him from putting his hands in his pockets before that. And he looks at her and he was like, bitch. Grabbed the bunny ears, put them on his head. As soon as I get that will become the group's background photo. As soon as I find that. Dude, great stuff there. She doesn't know what to do. Eventually, the ref boots her out of the ring. And during the boot out, that gives Orange Cassidy time to jump on the Butcher on the outside. Blade is left into the ring to get caught with Storm Zero. 1, 2, 3. Best Friends. Bam, 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 bam. I love their theme song, by the way. Good win here for the Best Friends. I'm more interested in the sell after the match of Pac versus Orange Cassidy.
Right.
With... Who was it? It was freaking not Trent. It was Chucky T. He was out there saying, he's going to try. He's going to try. He's going to try. The fans went nuts for this. And I think this is going to be good. This was more so to build up Pac versus Orange Cassidy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yes.
I'm
going to say that's going to be a great match. I'm willing to say that's going to be an A type of match.
Remember this on Saturday, folks, during the review. He said this. Donnie, do you have anything you wanted to add to that? Or you think we've...
No. You said wait for towards the end of our who's going to win for the...
Yeah, we'll save that. Six said this was a piss break match. Kind of wish Butcher and Blade win, but oh well.
Buffalo.
I think Best Friends needed the win, though, because they've slid down the tag rankings a little bit, and now they're starting to climb back up once again.
Yeah.
Wrong team won, Casey said, and also Best Friends should have been DQ'd. OC dove out of the ring onto the Butcher so he couldn't break up the pinfall. Yeah, but the referee missed that because he was taking her out. See, there was logic behind this.
Exactly.
That one I'm okay with. Let us get into this fatal four-way here with the women. We've got our girl.
Yeah.
Yuka Sakazaki returning versus Shida versus Big Swole. Shout out to my man TZ. And Shana. I love seeing people do like the bop to the Big Swole theme. A lot of people are starting to get into the Swole. So really good stuff there. This match was kind of just there, I felt, for the women's match. Just four ways are very convoluted and complicated. I don't know what's the best way to lay these out, really. I feel like I want something new because it's so formulaic.
Right, it is. It's very, like,
and you know what? You know who I have to thank for this? Arn Anderson brought it up when they asked him a question about triple threats. I heard like a little clip about it. Arn Anderson said he hates booking triple threats because it's always the same thing. Mm. It never really changes. And it's always two people in action. One guy's laying down. If you're laying down too long, people are like, what the hell are you doing? Get up. Yeah. So you get into this weird rut. And it's the same thing with four ways here. Did anybody stand out to you in this, Donnie?
You the man. Like, towards the beginning, actually, like going after all three ladies and just doing her thing.
I just want to see more Yuka Sakazaki on television.
I agree.
That would be nice, but Sheeta's number one for me.
Yeah, I love Shida. Shida is someone who I would love to see as champion really eventually.
Yeah.
Shida's dope. I know a lot of people like Shana for the Dragon Ball Z stuff though too. She comes out rocking the Dragon Ball Z gear. A lot of people are fans. And Big Swole. I've been enjoying Big Swole on Dark. She's been getting better, I think, every week. Shida gets the victory here. She wins with the running knee. She pinned Big Swole. I was surprised. So that could be a big match coming up on Dark, possibly, or on Dynamite. So that's going to be one I think you want to look out for. Shida gets the win. Was this the right call here, boys? I know a lot of people thought... Jesus wrote in the Facebook group that he thought Swole should have won.
That's a tough one. Because I'm willing to say that could go both ways. Honestly.
I felt it had to come down to Swole or Shida, but I wasn't mad that Shida won. Jesus just wrote the same thing. And Jordan just wrote DBZ is life.
Well, but then again, at the same time, though, you got to think of... you know, It's so hard to like figure out what the premise is. Well, not per se the premise, but like Yuka is there.
Not is she really though? She's part time. No, I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, like that's what I mean by when I say she's there. She's just there. You know what I mean? And then you have Shida, who is she officially with?
She is officially with AEW.
So you got Shida official. Big Swole.
Official.
And Shana.
Official.
And then you got Yuka there. So it's just kind
of
like...
But a lot of them have been on Dark. I don't know. The women's division's in this weird influx state right now. Like, I don't hate it as bad as I did with the Nightmare Collective, but it's kind of like... It's starting to grow, and I'm kind of like, I'm watching right now. That's it. That's where I'm going to leave it for now as far as that goes. Shida got the win here. Anything you want to add, Donnie?
No. I just thought it was a decent match.
Let's see here.
20 times better than what... what's her name does? Britt Baker.
Well, the...
20 times better than that.
Yeah.
I see Malik Murray in there with a comment. Casey just wrote, Shida is cool. Solid win in the four-way, but I love how this illustrates that Best Friends... should have been disqualified for Cassie taking out the Butcher. I will not let this go. The ref didn't see it. There's a difference when the ref's looking and sees, oh, you just pushed him in versus
right,
exactly. You didn't see it. Rob says, take the women's division away from Kenny.
Yes, I agree.
Wait, what?
He said take the women's division away from Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because he's got his hands. Never
mind. I don't know. Like I said, I'm willing to give it time. I don't know what's the situation with this. There's a lot of good women signed to a bunch of other companies too, though.
Very true. Very true.
We get a promo from Derek's good friends, the Dark Order. They are backstage cutting a promo, talking about SCU. Oh, SCU, we're gonna do this, that, another thing, and they're basically trying to make it sound like Christopher Daniels is with them, and they need to watch out for Scorpio Sky and Kazarian need to watch out for the Dark Order. And they used an interesting word at the end. Donnie, what the hell are you doing?
I was doing the Dark Order pose.
Cut the shit, both of you. What was the word that they used that you found very interesting in all of this at the end of their promo?
Possibly.
Say it again.
Possibly.
Obsolete. Amazing. Famous words by another wrestler who could be released in a couple of days.
Couple of days coming.
Matt frickin' Hardy. I don't know who's going to be the Exalted One. I don't know when the Exalted One's going to be revealed. A lot of people seem to think that it's going to be at this pay-per-view.
Honestly, I
don't think so.
I wouldn't do it at this one. I wouldn't do it.
No.
I would tease it.
I would, yeah, exactly. Teasing us more, like, because look how much we're getting into this now.
Exactly, yeah.
We're having a hard time with it in the beginning.
I would tease it. Tease. Now, at this point in time, I would say you have to kind of involve the Exalted One to a certain extent. There has to be, like, the way I would do it, you already heard him talk.
Well, it was muffled.
Okay. Well, yes, muffled. And I would still keep it muffled. Still keep it muffled. But, like, the video that they dropped in the Everything Pro Wrestling group.
No, that was you.
I didn't drop that.
Bullshit. Your name popped up next to it.
I just found the video.
Cut the shit.
I'm not.
Cut the shit on my channel. There's no Dark Order being promoted for any of this. Thank you, Slappy. I appreciate that.
But no, I would say, you know, now you have to kind of like involve a shadowy figure.
Ooh, Sean Harrington said the Exalted One is Sami Callihan. Sami Callihan started teasing stuff. We're getting teases from everyone, everywhere. Raven. I don't know what to think. Donnie, do you have any words on this?
I never heard anything about Sami Callihan. Are you serious?
Yes. Sami, I can show you afterwards. Sami Callihan put up something with... There were numbers put up on the official AEW Twitter page with all the zeros and ones. And Sami Callihan kind of made some comments about it.
Mm. Interesting.
And we know he did at one point have the hacker gimmick in NXT.
Yeah.
So, interesting. I don't know where they're going.
Solomon Crowe.
Yeah, there's a lot of people playing off of this, and never shall we repeat that name again, because I had high hopes for him when he was down there.
Yeah.
Wasted. I see people saying, join the Derek Order. Derek is the Exalted One.
Yeah, I know nothing of it.
Sean Harrington has some good suggestions, too, about people being green as far as the women division goes. Derek is the Exalted One. Cut this out. The Exalted One is me. I tricked everybody. Prince Rockstar saying he's the Exalted One. What do you want to know more? Who is the Exalted One? What's in the lockbox or what's in Rowan's cage?
I want to know what's in. I want to know what's in Rowan's cage because this has been going on for too long. Way too long.
I just feel like it's going to be a disappointment just because, you know, it's another company.
Is. Yeah, I honestly feel at this point I don't care what's in that box. Did you see how the Dark Order made you think about this? And then that brings me back to my point of how Best Friend should have been disqualified. I'm done reading this, Casey. Stop trolling me. Lockbox, LOL, that was a big callback. PR Nightmare says, free the delete. Latest rumor is WWE offered Matt Hardy a spot in NXT.
Yeah, I did see that.
Unless he comes back as version one. The one with Shannon Moore. AEW's tweet with the codes equal join the Dark Order, and Sami Callihan did the same tweet, which equaled find me. So, check out the Morse code when you guys get a chance. It's not really that, but, you know.
But it's a good hit.
I love this next promo. So, Derek, so that was it for matches for the night, I believe. So, we get a promo then next with Jim Ross. JR is great for these sit-downs. I know a lot of people like to talk shit. JR is the man at these sit-down promos.
He really is.
Just running through everything, talking about what's coming up, hyping up the upcoming matches. JR is sitting there with Omega and Paige, the current tag team champions, versus the Young Bucks. Derek's notes say Hangman looks pissed off. Not repeating everything that's written in here. Every week I do the notes, and when I give it to someone else, some shit gets written in here that I can't speak to. Why do you guys do this to me? You were laughing at how Hangman's page was just holding a drink over the title, just sitting there like,
yeah, just the way his arm was.
Yeah, dude. And then in all of this, Hangman wasn't hearing shit, Donnie. I'm going to kind of, like, kick it to you here. The Young Bucks and them start getting into it a little bit over, like, yeah, at the end of the day, we're still the Elite. And then Hangman Page kind of was like, whoa, what are you talking about? We're the Elite.
Exactly.
I'm not in this. And then they got pissed, like, oh, you were a jobber in Ring of Honor. Holy shit.
Yeah, man. It's like, how you joined the Bullet Club, we made you famous, all that kind of stuff. Just like throwing you, like, what?
Throwing some cheap shots at your friend there, man. And Hangman Page wasn't hearing none of this shit, and he got pissed.
I wouldn't even.
Matt Jackson's like, we noticed you've been having this chip on your shoulder, man. What's wrong with you?
And they even brought up the drinking again. They were like, really, you brought a drink to the interview? Yeah. You just couldn't promote the match without a drink.
What do you think that was about? It was scotch? Or...
I would say it was scotch.
Listen, man, I'm going with that was Henny Omega. That's what I think.
I would say either scotch or
bourbon.
Bourbon, yes.
You know what? Bourbon's more,
Honestly, man, I think it's the Henny. It's got to be the Henny. That's it, man.
Maybe not the juice.
Listen, man, if you guys want to show you how to make some proper top ramen with Henny, let me know. I'll do a video for you guys. Cooking with Conrad, episode 1.
Cook it and book it.
Oh, man, prison meals with Big Daddy Kush.
Top ramen.
So, afterwards, Paige says his glass is empty and he is out. And he just was like, well, we're the tag champs. They were carrying kind of a chip on their shoulder in this one. Kenny Omega is playing the friend stuck in the middle. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what to do at this point. This is going to be a great, great match.
Yes, it is. I will say that is the best. That is the match of the night. And we haven't even started yet.
Really?
Yes.
I like it.
Solely based off of the story alone. The story alone, it has a lot going for it.
I'm interested in this. Real quick, I just have to agree with Rob. That was a bad version one hand gesture. I had a pen in my hand. What's up with being judged, Nelson? What is up with being judged? Where's the love in the group, man? Damn, this chat has been hostile. Rob said, don't eat loogies all over the arena and Sammy matches. I hate when he spits on people.
Yeah. And
spitting is a disgusting thing. I get pissed, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I would hate that.
Ends up on his face.
Oh, Sean Harrington said, I actually hated the sit down. Bucks kept talking over everyone and Hangman couldn't even answer the questions. I think it added to the drama, though, because Hangman really doesn't need to say much, because if he starts talking too much, then he should have to give an answer. Sean Harrington said he wasn't a fan of it.
Oh, man, I thought it was good. I especially love JR's closing out the interview after...
Go ahead. I'll let you say.
How do you do it?
He was just like, oh, all right. Well, that's the match at Revolution.
It was just perfect. It was
like, no, they're having a personal, feud, and JR goes back to selling the shit like, ha-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, gotta sell. It was great. JR cracked me up at the end of this. He was like, and back to you guys. No, there's a problem in front of you, JR. Fix this shit. He just sat there. They're like, what are we paying you all this money for? Let's see here. Hangman with that drink. Peace. Six said Hangman needs to drop drinking people's random beer. Gonna F around and drink a cup of piss one day. That's so disgusting, Sick. I'm so nasty. If you whip it out in the arena, you're even worse for doing that.
Yes.
Let's see. Sean Harrington, why couldn't Hangman drink during an interview? The Bucks came off like D-bags. Maybe that. Maybe that's what they're supposed to be, though. Hangman didn't have a match. He isn't drinking and drunk during matches. He drinks after his matches. I see no problem.
I see no problem either.
Stone Cold raises one to that. what if Bullet Club... I don't see that happening, Malik. Bullet Club ain't coming to AEW. Trust me. They're pissed probably at them right now.
Probably.
Yeah, Japan hates them.
Let me see here. We all know that what he's drinking ain't water. These guys are going. And Casey wrote, Kenny's a tool. He's not even really proud of being champ. Like, he came off really poorly here. No, he's playing the middleman, Casey. He can't say anything because he doesn't want to start shit with the Bucks because those are his main boys. But he's tag team champions with Paige, who's also his friend. But he's kind of like, ah. So he's stuck in the middle in this one. I like this. I thought it was a good segment.
It was.
Now we get the world title weigh-in. We had Gary Michael Capetta come out. If you guys don't know, I just had WCW Saturday Night flashbacks when I heard his voice. I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, what the hell? The TV time limit is expiring for the television title match. He comes out, though. He introduces everybody. Inner Circle comes out with a cool entrance. They come out kind of all together, hands on the shoulders. I don't know what centipede thing they were trying to do or what the hell that was. But they try to come out in unison, do their thing.
He kind of reminded me of, what was that movie, Ben Stiller and, Dodgeball.
Yes. Yes.
Just remember how they came out in the tournament match?
They
had the same tracksuits on.
Yeah, they came out in like the Strictly Business, what did you say, Imperium type of suits. Yeah. Wasn't mad at it. Moxley's out there still rocking the eye patch. He don't give a shit. Moxley weighs in, then Jericho gets on the mic. Jericho stalls for time. He told Kansas City to shut their ass. Cracked me up. Good stuff. And he also then took a shot at WCW during all of this. He's like, Gary Michael Capetta, I see why WCW closed down if you were the ring announcer for them. Jericho holding back, no punches. He doesn't want to get weighed in. Moxley eventually gives a headbutt to his face, cracks open his nose. I don't know if it was hard way or what the hell that was, because the blood was around his eyes.
I think he it had to happen that way to make it authentic. It may be unfortunate because now Chris Jericho has somewhat of a scar, but it had to be done, in my opinion. I just feel it.
When they do this, Moxley goes down, but Moxley starts getting ready to fight everybody who is in the inner circle. They go for him, and he's trying to fight all of them off. He gets no help. Ends up getting taken down after delivering a nice, ferocious DDT to Sammy. But afterwards, they're jumping him. Here comes Dustin Rhodes' music. Can we play Dustin Rhodes' music from the middle and not the beginning when he comes out? Like, I'm always like, who the hell is this?
Right.
You just hear the da-da-da. And I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
Dustin runs out, clotheslines Jake Hager over the top rope. They brawl into the crowd. They're fighting. We see Dustin get his head slammed into the Dippin' Dots car. Not the damn Dippin' Dots, all right? You guys had so many other things you could have threw him into, and you mess with the ice cream.
You know what? And that's the same thing that Cody did to
Jericho.
Bastards. He dumped Jericho's head in the Dippin' Dots. Like,
I forgot about that.
You can't do that to Dippin' Dots. Listen. If any of you ever had Dippin'
Dots... Why didn't they just throw them into the churros? There was churros right next to it.
There you go. If you ever had Dippin' Dots, then you know how valuable those are.
Oh, and I got to give Jericho... I forgot to say one other thing that Jericho got heat for. Oh. He definitely called Patrick Mahomes shit. That definitely pissed the crowd off. I was dying laughing, so...
And my boy Pat Mahomes... He ain't shit.
Jericho got heat for that one. Darby Allin comes out to make the save here. The fans pop for his music. Yes. I noticed that.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah?
People have been wanting it. Go ahead.
I don't sleep cause my head's on fire. I hate creeps and I hate liars.
This dude came out with the skateboard, but this time Sammy Guevara ends up getting a hold of it and breaks it over Darby Allin. He looks like a douchebag in this. We're talking about the Young Bucks looking like douchebags. Another one, right. Sammy Guevara breaks the skateboard over him. That's going to be another interesting match, but these two end up getting out of the scene, and it's down to Jericho, Moxley, and PNP in the ring. PNP make the save before anything bad could happen to Jericho, and who comes out but Jericho grabs him, hits the paradigm shift right on top of the weigh-in scale. I thought something was going to happen here. Nothing. Jericho stands on top, bloodied face, still showing, I run this place, not you. Kiss my ass, I got the numbers advantage going into Revolution.
Kiss the rings.
What a way to end it. Folks, real quick in the chat, overall thoughts on the show. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up, thumbs up. It's going to be good, man. I'm really looking forward to this show on Saturday.
I've been waiting for this show since the last pay-per-view, which was...
That's the point!
Yeah, exactly.
Since,
what was the last pay-per-view?
November?
Full gear.
Yeah,
That was November, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
This was a long period in between, man. Not mad at it at all, dude. Really, really good shit here.
So...
The card.
Yeah, I want to know.
Let's run through this really quick. Let me pull it up first while we're waiting for some people here in the chat to give me their thumbs up, thumbs down. I saw Sick say...
You're welcome, Sick.
Bastards. You guys are some sick folk. I'm putting Dynamite in. We're going to do AEW Revolution. We got to go to the Twitters so I don't make sure that I don't mess this up. Where is the match card? Here it is. Let's see if they updated this bad boy. Okay, they have. All right, let's start it off. I kind of gave mine. I'm going to just repeat them real quick, but I think people want to hear your guys' quick thoughts. Live chat, like I said, if you want to do it as well, thumbs up. Everyone's saying thumbs up for this, so it looks like this was another positive show for us. Evil Uno and Grayson, Dark Order versus Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky. Who you guys got?
Wow, I forgot all about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the Dark Order has to get the dub here.
Yeah. They have to. It makes more sense than them not winning. You know.
Yeah, I can't be mad at that. We also have the next match, Pac versus Orange Cassidy.
I'm going to say Pac, but Orange Cassidy is going to put on a hell of a performance.
Mm. Derek, what do you think?
There's no way you're going to make Pac lose two matches in a week.
Yeah, but although you can't do it that way,
you could tease that he's on a losing streak and that's why he lost.
True. I'm going with Orange Cassidy.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Donnie. I'm going to say Pac.
I'm going with Orange Cassidy just because, like I said, on screen, I have not seen Orange Cassidy wrestle.
And I'm so excited for you.
Hold on. Jesus said Dark Order should win. Dark Order has a match. Sean Harrington says he didn't see that advertised. Yes, it was in their promo when they were talking about facing Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky.
Yeah.
Darby Allin versus Sammy Guevara.
See, now this one's tough for me because...
I've already made my choices on the rest of these, so I'm good.
Who would you say?
I'm taking Darby Allin. I think Darby's the bigger star, and Darby can afford the win. I said this all in the preview. It's in the archives from yesterday. I said Darby can afford the victory here more so. He needs it more than Sammy. Sammy is not hurt by a loss because he still has the inner circle after.
Right.
It's true. All right, I'm going to go with Darby.
I'm not giving them any more freebies after this. I'm going last after this. Jake Hager versus Dustin Rhodes.
Jake Hager.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure that was all a unison thing. Everybody's going with that. Darby.
This is his debut.
Peck. Cassidy wins with a surprise roll-up, Six says. Casey's just yelling Darby Allin still. I missed the promo. I must have had to piss. That's all right, Sean. We got your back. That's why we're here. That's why people watch us, right?
Exactly.
Fill you in on that and have some great conversation with everybody in the chat.
We got you covered. Got you covered.
Next, they have Cody versus MJF. By the way, Cody's theme, I did not mention this yesterday. I wanted to kick myself afterwards. It's the little shit that pisses you off when you're doing this. Cody's having his band play his theme live down straight. I don't know if that's like a bad omen like it is for other companies, but I'm going to lose my shit when that happens.
Dude, I'm down.
Yeah, that's my favorite AEW theme.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm going to go with... I'm against it, but I'm going to say MJF. Only because he needs it. Cody does it. I mean, I get it, you know, revenge story, but... Because it would be the obvious, wouldn't it?
I feel like everybody's going kind of with what we're saying for all of their picks so far. Jesus just said Jake. Malik said Darby. Rockstar said MJF. Jesus just said MJF.
See?
And Sean said MJF.
Who did you say?
I'm going last. Derek's going to say it first. I told y'all, you got my one freebie.
I would say...
Of course I would want Cody to win, but again... MJF is, you know...
Yeah. I would go with Cody. But I'm going to have to go with MJF. For the simple fact that this has to continue. You can't end this.
Sig just brought up a great point I need to bring up.
You can't end this.
Here?
Here. Because then what do you have?
Here's the real question. Let me ask the caveat. Does Double A Arn Anderson screw Cody for the loss?
Yes.
What?
So you're saying for sure that's happening? Never trust a horseman. You're with Rob.
Yep.
Six says he hopes that Double A doesn't screw him. MJF wins, but with Arn Anderson turning heel. What do you think? Does Double A turn?
No.
I feel like he's so nice. Like, I love Double A more now. Like, how could you turn?
Listen, any...
Never trust a horseman.
Yeah.
See? I know it. Rob kept saying the same thing, man.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough, man.
But, because it's like we said earlier, this is going to keep going until at least Double or Nothing. And I think that's when Cody would win the second match.
Do you guys want my thing now?
Yes.
I didn't want to say it on air, really, but I'm just going to say it now. I see this possibly being like Raven and Tommy Dreamer. Cody can never beat MJF, ever. Ever, 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 when they face it off. MJF finds a way to get the win. Wardlow helps him win. Mm-hmm. They do whatever for the victory. To me, that's a way that you could play this off. So he gets his rematch. You think Cody's finally going to get the big win, and MJF screws his ass and figures out a way to do it. And Cody's got to go off and feud with someone else. And maybe the next time he's like, this is your last match with me. I'm not fighting you again unless something else is on the line.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And then that's how he could sucker him in. But then Cody could then... I can go into this deeper, but I'm not. All right? They have things that they could play with this. And then you come back to the storyline later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the storyline has to go on for a good amount of time. It can't just end here. That feud just made no sense.
I'm done with Casey right now. I'm not even acknowledging that anymore. I hope not. I'd rather Double A just gets beaten up and separates himself from Cody and manages someone else or a tag team.
Casey said that?
No, excuse me, Sean Harrington said that. Casey is still on this disqualification shit that I'm not acknowledging.
No.
Next match, let's do the women's championship match. This one will be a little easier. Nyla Rose, Chris Statlander. Who wins? There's no real build behind this. It's just two of the better women in the division Nyla going at it.
She just got the belt.
People love Chris Statlander, though.
So do yeah. I, but...
I would say Nyla wins. Just because it's not Chris's time yet.
Agreed.
It's not Chris's time yet. Nyla's going to have this...
Why? You said Chris Statlander?
I would love to see Chris Statlander. But I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
I got Nyla Rose. That's what I picked for this one as well. Yeah.
Unanimous decision.
Let me see here. Sean Harrington says, Cody loses to MJF repeatedly. Finally, Cody will beat MJF whenever MJF has a run with the world title. And Cody somehow gets another chance at the belt and beats MJF then. That sounds like perfect booking. Mm. How about the Dynasty help MJF get the win? Maybe Malik. I think Holiday has his contract still, though, in MLW. Sick said the best part of this pay-per-view is Britt Baker won't be on it. Still yes. got time for the pre-show, Sick. Don't say that. Everyone's pre-show going with Nyla. Wrong company. Anywho, let us get into the tag title match real quick. We've got Kenny Omega and Hangman Page. I'm sorry, I had to say that. Kenny Omega and Hangman Page versus the Young Bucks. Who you got? This is tough. I saw some back and forth in the chat. No one better be wavering this time. Who wins this, boys?
Hangman and
Kenny.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Why?
It's not the Bucks' time.
It's not. And solely off of what they said.
It's too obvious. They didn't have. No. They
never had the belt.
They waited this long. They could wait a little longer.
Yeah.
Dicks. Wait. Why? Why though? Like you're not giving me enough. I need more.
Why?
Because I feel like if you, it has to do with everything, based off the storyline. You are going to kill the storyline if you have the Young Bucks win. There's not enough fuel to the fire with them talking the way that they talked in the promo. The promo wasn't heated. It was just a debate between.
I think it was heated.
It was heated. Wait, it was not, heated in not the, heated, this heated. Debate.
They but, took personal shots at like Paige. That was yeah, like, I mean, that's low blow. Bro.
I mean, like personal
very
shots.
Very low.
Yeah. No. I mean, they definitely did take personal shots, but at the same time, those personal shots didn't merit.
Thank you, Rob.
The reaction.
No, don't read it. Don't read it yet, because it'll ruin.
I feel like they didn't merit the reaction that I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Like you throw a low blow like that, like yo.
But they're I'm friends, so he's not gonna strike him. He's not, you know what I mean? Like that, they're still playing off like they're friends. But I'm not gonna punch you in the face,
right? But if you throw shots like that, like you basically call me a jobber. All right, I'm putting this down. You up?
But that's what sells the pay per view. Them touching, not here. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm looking forward to this match now. That's why we're hyped talking about
no,
it.
No, yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to it too. But I feel like the Young Bucks, it's not their time yet.
The way I see this is sort of what Derek said, but like Hangman's going to show like this. What this whole time we've been watching this storyline was like Hangman wants to prove to the Bucks that you know that he's
part of. He's better than what they say think he is.
Yeah,
yeah. Because like, he's more than what.
What you perceive him to be?
Yeah,
you know, because if he doesn't win,
because you have the
he's not the EVP's boy, because that's what it looks like. He's in the elite, yes. But he's the one who's not an EVP. Right. He's just their boy,
right? Exactly.
Which that's what I kind of felt when AEW was starting. It's like Marty is stuck in Ring of Honor. Then you just had
they called Paige fat for all those weeks leading up to the match with Pac, and you know what I mean? Like he had to do the full gear challenge and all that. They I get it. It's all part of it. Disrespect yeah. Rolling into one. I disagree with both of you. I think the Young Bucks are going to win. Jesus Christ, Derek, you just scared me.
My bad.
With all respect to Jesus.
With all due respect.
Sorry, anytime someone says that, you know it's like disrespectful shit basically being said. When you see this, like, I personally go with what Rob said. Rob put in their Bucks win and Paige blast Kenny. I feel like there has to be some type of implosion from all of this. Because Kenny seemed like on Being the Elite, he sided
you,
with
you were
the,
going to bring that up.
He seemed like he sided with the Bucks more so. Like, Paige, you gotta get your shit together. I'm counting on you as a tag team partner. And I feel like when Paige needs him the most, he's not gonna be there. Mm-hmm. And now he's gonna look at Kenny and be like, I blame you for this shit. It's your fault that we lost the tag titles. And they could really do something in this one. And I think it's gonna be something to where Kenny's gonna take the L for the team in this. Kenny's going to be the one who gets put down. He can sell it from... I was just in an Iron Man match with Pac. Mm-hmm. That's why I lost. Pac beat my ass in that match. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
All right, hold on.
So, fun fact, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't seen Kenny versus the Bucks since New Japan when he was with his Golden Lover partner.
Kota Ibushi?
I can't remember what show.
It was the U.S. show in... Was it San Francisco? Or was it the one after that? It was right around that time period, I know. Because he was fighting Cody, and then they had the match where... That's where the Bullet Club is fine era, we'll call it.
Yeah.
The Bucks win, Sean Harrington says. Hangman blames Kenny Omega because he agreed to fight Pac 3 days before their title defense, making Kenny Omega's pride and friendship more important than the belts. I like it, Sean. all these Britt Baker haters, Prince Rockstar said. World title match, boys. Hardest match to pick. Last one here before we get ready to get out of here.
This is something I've been having a real tough time for a while now, and I do not know. It's...
Derek, who you got, bro? I made a choice yesterday, so... And I'm sticking with that choice.
I am going to go with Chris Jericho.
Why so?
Because ever since the show on the water, on the
Jericho boat, Cruise.
The Jericho Cruise. Thank you. Everybody has been singing Judas.
Okay.
I feel if you take the belt off of Jericho... Why did you allow the crowd to be that hyped?
Explain why, Sick.
Sorry. Why would you let the crowd get that hyped to learn the words?
Time out,
just
though.
To take the belt away.
The crowd did that on their own, though.
That's true. But if you take this away from them, like, I don't know. I just feel like people are still gonna be there, but people are not gonna be there like they are now.
Hmm. Casey kind of went with my simple logic behind it. What do you think? You've had enough time. Don't look. Stop reading other people's shit. What do you think?
I honestly don't know, man.
Come on. Give me your raw thought. Just see, from the heart, man, right now.
From the heart?
Don, you got the pen. They're about to go out in 30 seconds. Who's winning this match?
I'm going to go with Jericho.
That's what your heart's telling you?
I'm going to go with Jericho just because...
Thomas Poster in the house, folks.
Thomas.
The Inner Circle is a hot thing right now. Jericho has been a very good world champion. I think
he's the first. He's the only one who hasn't lost the belt out of all the champs, too. Jesus is going with Moxley. He says Moxley wins. Sick says Jericho retains. This is an easy one for me. I kind of want to hear Sick elaborate on his answer a little bit. Prince Rockstar says Jon Moxley. Casey says Jericho takes it. Not time to dethrone him yet. Sean says Moxley is so over. I can see them putting the belt on him. But I think there's still more with Jericho retaining, especially when Moxley is the New Japan Pro Wrestling U.S. champ. Good point. But this is a tough one, dude. Moxley is very over is a very good point right now. Like, people love this dude. And I know that a lot of people thought he could be the one to take it. Jericho Moxley maybe in a rematch at the next pay-per-view? Could they do a screw job here?
They could, yeah. I think they could. If they did that, I think they could.
Six said that because Jericho hasn't been champion long enough, and be real, who really wants to see Jericho without the title right now? Rhetorical question. Nobody.
That's what I'm saying. So if you take the belt away from that mystique of...
Well, time out. Rob's chiming in, too. Now, Rob said, I initially went with Jericho, but with Moxley, or anyone for that matter, not doing the New Japan Cup, I could see him winning here now. Ooh. Since he's not going to be doing the New Japan Cup because of that damn coronavirus that's ruining my stocks.
Is it really because of that?
No, I really do think so. People are just freaking out over stupid shit. But You know how the stock market is. It's garbage anyway. If Moxley loses, somebody has got to screw him or jump him after the match to set up a feud. Jesus brings up a great point with that as well.
Yeah.
I don't know, boys. This is going to be a tough one to call. I went with Jericho. I don't know why. I just feel it's not the time to take the belt off of him. Jericho needs to look like a strong champion. But here's a little caveat some people may not know. Jericho's about to go touring with his band. He's got a touring schedule. Does that factor in? I'm making people with the Jericho picks maybe feel a little weird on this one.
Do you know when the tour starts?
I don't know. They're coming here in May.
Oh, that's right.
See? So there is a scene, so now it makes you doubt your pick even more. Like, should I have picked Jericho? It's tough. We're going to have to wait and see what happens. But if you guys want to be the first ones to know what's going down, you are going to want to make sure you are checked in right here. Hit the subscribe button for Everything Pro Wrestling. We're going to have a review up Saturday. It'll be all of us talking AEW Revolution. Make sure you are here. There will be no Super Showdown show tomorrow. I am working. I will not have time to watch this while at work. I know there will be disturbances, yes, and I cannot do a review of it. This is the first Sweet Saudi Money 5. I'm staying alive. I'm missing it. So, I'm sorry.
That is the best news. Like, good.
The show doesn't look that great. Right? I know Derek. I wish I could have Derek recorded, though.
I'm going to be here.
If Goldberg loses.
I'm going to be here.
If Goldberg loses, or if Goldberg wins over The Fiend tomorrow, he's going to lose his shit.
I'm going to be here.
But we'll be back for our AEW Revolution pay-per-view on Saturday. I hope you guys can join us. I want to hear what you guys have to think. Leave me something down below. And for everybody in the chat, thank you guys so much for being in here, man. I don't know. That's what it is at this point, man. I hear people yelling hooray for things in the chat. Casey said, when you subscribe, it alerts you. I hate you, Casey. I'm done with you tonight. Don't listen to Casey Briggs and his garbage right now in the chat. Casey was trolling me all night. But I love everybody in the chat. This was a fun discussion. We'll have to see what happens with this. Six. I'm not reading that. I saw what he wrote. Sick is not getting my videos banned. We've said horrible shit tonight. Thank God we're not getting paid yet. But thank you for watching, guys. We are out. Catch you on Saturday for AEW Revolution.
I'll be here Thursday.
Peace.
Everything Pro Wrestling, it's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast and Facebook group. I'm Josh Burton, letting you all know that if you like the college game, that there's only one spot to come find all you need to know.
Yep, Josh, Peyton, and myself, Tyler, we are the three voices of ECB podcast and Facebook group. Peyton, tell them where they can find us and listen to us at.
Well, Tyler, you can find us on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and all other podcast hosting sites. Also, go join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups like Everything College Basketball.
So if you want everything you need to know about the collegiate game or have a passion for it, there's only one spot that you need to check out on a weekly basis or a daily basis with the Facebook group. That's Everything College Basketball. Now let's get back to Conrad informing you on everything pro wrestling and the workings around it.
Brother.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.